about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Izzy and Ben with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. An investigation is underway after an alleged data breach from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. The investigation comes after allegations that an ex-contractor removed consumer information, including details of volunteer names, email addresses, and phone numbers. The QFES has conducted a forensic investigation of the data the contractor had access to and has stated that the devices available to him have been secured. Queensland Police are also involved in the investigation.
Queensland Police will increase patrols in cyclone-affected areas after businesses were targeted by vandals and looters overnight. Hospitality businesses, hair salons and other businesses are among those who have had rocks thrown through their windows and had cash stolen from the premises. Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll condemned looters and vandals, saying it was unacceptable when people are vulnerable and away from their homes and businesses in the wake of the cyclone. Commissioner Carroll warned offenders that they should expect to be found and dealt with.
In national news, a worldwide shortage of the weight loss drug Ozempic has seen compounding pharmacies in Australia make unofficial replicas, an ABC investigation has found. Compounding pharmacies are licensed to create medicines for patients with a prescription who cannot find a commercially available option. In such circumstances, these medicines are exempt from the normal Therapeutic Goods Administration approval process. However, these regulations have been extended by some compounding pharmacies, who are now allegedly selling replica weight loss medication on an industrial scale. The TGA has issued a warning to pharmacies who mass-produce weight loss drugs, stating, "Compounding exemptions do not apply to bulk supplying in anticipation of patient needs."
Research by the Salvation Army is providing insights into how cost of living pressures are impacting Australian households. In a survey of 2,000 Australians, 68% of responders reported they would be significantly affected by Christmas costs. The same report saw 26% of respondents say they would not be able to afford a Christmas meal, which the Salvation Army has extrapolated to roughly 5.3 million people. The Salvation Army Major Brendan Nottle commented that need continues to grow as people battle the cost of living crisis.
And in international news, Brazil's Congress overturned a presidential veto to strike down a bill limiting Indigenous land claims on Thursday. Indigenous groups supported the veto by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who created the first Ministry of Indigenous Peoples when he was elected in January, vowing to recognize pending land claims. However, Brazil's powerful farm lobby backed the original bill, which sought to strike down land claims for areas where Indigenous people did not live on October 5, 1988, when the Constitution was enacted. The matter is likely to be taken to the Supreme Court after a Congress voted overwhelmingly against Lula's veto.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.